It's the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This is Steven Seagulls. Welcome to the new 95.7 KJR. Washboards, jugs, accordions. You know they're going to keep me around to host that. That's a format I can do.
The Jug Band Show?
Oh, you bet.
Featuring Downtown Joe?
Oh,
you
bet. Oh, my God.
It is the warm-up show, 95.7 KJR. Yeah. Three more days of the Bob Rivers Show, which will start a little after 6 o'clock. And we do sign off on August the 8th at 10 a.m. and the new KJR launches. I don't think it's going to sound like that. I don't know exactly what it's going to sound like, but my money would not be on that.
Yeah, the money's not in the jug band music.
Yeah,
oddly enough, the sponsors of overalls and little pieces of wheat that stick out of your hair,
the grain
out of your mouth, the grain,
grain,
yeah, not into it.
Although
people get things done,
somebody likes that because I believe that got 2 million views yesterday.
Come on,
no,
this is going around like crazy today. Everybody's talking with these guys.
We've been doing that at practice at the Impalers practice for about 2 years now.
Yeah,
exactly that.
And there was a band called Hasey Dixie that
right,
made a whole record
that?
Like
yeah,
that
yeah, yeah.
15, 20 years
That's
ago.
That's right.
Really good yeah. album, actually. So it's not hillbilly rock is not a new thing. But these guys are doing it at the right time, apparently, because they're getting tons. Plus, they got the look. I mean, they look like they dug them out of the woods. I mean, oh, yeah. From the dental work on down. I mean, these guys look like rednecks.
Strap-on bad teeth.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think they might be real, actually.
They're all in on the look.
That's and that's, nice. If you want to find that on the web, it's Steven Seagull. Is that the name of the band?
Steven Seagulls. Yeah.
Steven Seagulls. And we'll put a link at bobrivers.com to that video so you don't have to search too hard. Or, of course, 957kjr.com. Those links will work at least for a couple more days. You know, it's just really weird around here because we really don't know what's going to happen. I don't, and I'm assuming that I'm going to be done on Friday at 10 a.m., and I'm going to have to find something else to do, be it radio, be it something else. I don't know, but it's funny. Just this morning, somebody sent me a list of the jobs we would do if we could quit our real jobs. It's a pretty unusual circumstance, you know, you often fantasize about what would I do if I wasn't doing what I do now, you know, 9 to 5. What would I do in my dream job? And it's funny, this is a list of 10 jobs, and I have seriously considered 7 of the 10 at some point in my life.
All right, what are they?
Number 10, and I'd be good at this. Now, I don't know how you monetize it, but this is something I could do. Food critic.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I am one already. Now, my problem is I haven't met a lot of food that I criticize. I like most of it.
Actually,
you know?
No.
Another five-star meal.
Being a food critic is actually not that easy. You ever watch Andrew Zimmern on the Travel Channel?
Secondhand, I watch tons of it because that's all Kelly watches almost, is she loves food shows.
He's the best because when he eats something, he doesn't say, like, that's good or that's bad or, ooh, it's got, like, a weird flavor. I can't really put my finger on it. It's actually a lot harder to describe food and make people understand without tasting it or smelling it than you would think.
Yeah,
and I don't think just eating isn't the part of food critic that gets paid.
Is he the bizarre food guy?
Yes.
Is that him, the bald little guy?
Yeah, and okay. He could eat anything all around the world, and the way he describes it makes you understand what he's tasting. You try and do that and tell me how you feel. I tried to do it once. I am not good at it.
To go out and have some interesting food and write something about it.
The descriptions. I mean, it basically ends like I like it or I don't like it.
Right.
Or it wasn't warm enough.
You got to get people to buy into your reviews. That's how you monetize it. You get with a paper or a magazine.
Right.
You got to be able to drive people to these restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I could do that. Now, yeah. I don't know about if I could make a decent living at it, but that's one I've considered. Here's one there's no chance for me. This is one I'd never consider, but a lot of people fancy themselves an artist. If they were not doing their regular thing, they would go and pursue their art.
Which
that was the one class. I'm about the only guy who had a hard time passing art. You know, it's a pretty subjective class, but I was never...
Well, before you never say never, you've acted before, and you're pretty damn good at it.
Oh, acting. That's something I could consider.
Isn't that the... Is that on the list, too? Wouldn't you call that the arts?
I would call it the arts.
I could consider acting, for sure.
And I think you'd be great.
Yeah, I that's one thing. If it weren't so darn much work, and I don't mean the acting in itself, but the getting the gig, going out and auditioning,
yeah,
probably
you
having
ask your
to move.
Weird friend in Mississippi how to get started.
Yeah, Johnny McPhail. Mm-hmm. I mean, and he didn't start till he was 50. And now
there's your sign.
Yeah, he's in big movies, big TV shows. He lives in a trailer in Oxford, Mississippi. But
for now.
It's the nicest trailer in Oxford,
and
though,
actually,
huh?
I don't think he lives in a trailer. I think he has a pretty decent place. But, yeah, I could move to Mississippi and go hang out in New Orleans and try to get work. I could be a king in Mississippi.
Oh, yeah.
It's cheap down there.
Yeah. Still?
Oh, man, yeah.
Cheap, hot, fat and corrupt.
My Aunt Irma has the biggest house in the county. I mean, it's a big house. It's one of them kind of mansion houses. And
it's in Oxford?
It's in Bruce, Mississippi, in Calhoun County. And I'm guessing that she probably built that house for less than my house is worth, and probably less than I paid for my house.
And it's like one of those plantations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got the big columns out front.
Yeah.
It's got a house next to it that's about the size of my house for guests to stay in.
Yeah.
And this thing was, I bet you it was a couple $100,000, $300,000 maybe to build.
There is something very attractive about moving to one of those places where you could live like a king.
Yeah.
But you'd be living...
There.
Right. Right.
You'd be living in Bruce, Mississippi.
You got a screen porch, though? I mean, once you got a screen porch, you're...
And air conditioning, and you got you're growing your own corn right out
in
front.
In Bruce, Mississippi. And you know who lives there? All the people who are from Bruce, Mississippi.
All my relatives, yeah.
No offense to your relatives.
Yeah. Bryant is a noble name there. I go back there, and they put my name in the paper because I visited. My grandfather was the mayor for years. I mean, they put everybody's name.
Are you
the
king of Louisiana?
No, Mississippi.
Are you the king of Mississippi?
No,
the king of Mississippi.
But I could be one of the princes if I ever went back.
Mississippi, you're royalty.
Well, anyway, artist is out, and this one's definitely out. Gardener, I am not in by any shape, although in these new legal times, I guess I never thought about that. But I never did try growing any of that stuff, and I don't have much of a green thumb.
This is somebody's dream list of jobs you could do if you quit.
Jobs you do if you quit your real job. Things that people fantasize about doing other than what they're doing now.
People's exalted hobbies.
Yeah. I guess, and I guess Bob's fascination with gardening, I can see, because to me...
Has it turned you off forever?
I just can't see any, I got no attraction whatsoever to waiting for crap to grow out of the ground.
It is annoying listening to him talk about it, but he legitimately does have
an
amazing garden.
Yeah.
Bob does?
Makes me jealous, yeah.
And if he could figure out a way to make a living out of that, I mean, I think he's got himself pretty well set up so he can make some money on the side or whatever. He doesn't need to make money off his garden. But but people fantasize about hey, if I could just garden for a living, I'd be thrilled. Here's another one people do for a hobby but would love to do for money, photographer. And that's another one. I don't really fancy myself too much of a photographer.
Well, your selfie collection's coming along.
Yeah. Got me and Pat O'Day. I'm surprised. People just love that guy. I mean, I put the quick selfie of myself and Mr. O'Day on the web, and hundreds of people, of them were saying, who's that guy? And they're talking about me because they all know who Pat O'Day is. But everybody was looking at that one.
So going back, you said you could see yourself doing 7 of these 10. And so far, if I'm adding correctly, you've knocked down 3 of them already,
I've knocked down 3. So the next 6.
Everything from here on out, you could see yourself doing.
The next 6, I've considered. Okay. I've considered every one of these.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And number 6 being be a travel writer. I think I would be an excellent travel writer. I love traveling. I don't particularly love writing, but if you were paying me, I'd do it. And I think I could do a good job. I have interesting experiences when I travel, and if I documented those, they might just...
You could have a blog called The Poor Man's Schlep, where you figure out the cheapest way to go to certain places.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's right in your wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's something I'd seriously consider. And I have a dear friend that owns a travel company. Maybe he could point me in the right direction.
You have a dear friend who owns a travel company?
Yes,
that's
I do.
A good dear friend to have.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And he's definitely somebody I could seek out advice on that sort of thing.
He's not that Rick Steves guy, is he?
No, not Rick.
Because he's made it.
Oh, yeah, he's made
Europe
it big.
Through the back door, right? Wasn't that his deal? Is that his cheap way to go
Rick
around the world?
Made a huge amount of money and a very comfortable living, being more than just a writer. He's a documentary maker.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he goes with the whole film crew. And his stuff is the go-to stuff if you're going to go to Europe, for sure. Now, here's number 5. This is the best one on the list. And this is one I know I could excel at, but I don't know how you cash in. Chocolate taster. Official chocolate taster.
What do you mean you don't know how to cash in?
Well, I don't know. If you go down there to Theo and say, I fancy myself to have a pretty exclusive palate when it comes to chocolate. Can I be your sample guy? What do you think they're going to say to me?
No.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's probably what they're going to say. So I don't know how you become a chocolate taster. Do you move to Hershey, Pennsylvania, or what?
If you go down to Theo, they have like 40 different kinds of chocolate out there that you can just stand and eat. People don't know. It's the best kept secret. In Seattle. No, you can just walk down there and eat a pound of chocolate.
And I feel
for
guilty. I have not been there. Now, I hear they charge $10 these days.
At
least for the tour.
Around.
I don't know.
Charge for the tour.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a huge tasting room. It's about twice the size of the studio. And there's little columns with all their different kinds of chocolate.
Right.
And you can just, and it's meant for you to taste.
Walk around and try it.
Walk around and try it.
Find something you love, buy a lot of it.
You could go in there and eat $30 worth of chocolate, and nobody would even bat an eye.
And I got to confess, I have not been there. I've bought Theo chocolate from the Bartels or wherever if I happen to see a bar.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, but
so good.
Who put this together?
This is actually from The Express, which is a British paper. So maybe these are what Brits fantasize about.
Okay.
And, that's back to the whole Willy Wonka thing, probably, this chocolate tasting business that they think there might actually be something there. I don't know. But I'd love to be a chocolate taster. Now, here's the one. It's probably top of my list. It's the thing I should least do because it would be very dangerous. It would probably be a lot of liability, and I would probably go broke.
Snake charmer?
No. Own a bar.
Own a bar, yep.
Number 4, own a bar.
That's me.
I know, that's us.
That's
we could
us,
we could open our own bar.
Roll out.
You know, we could. It sounds so good in theory, but I've had a lot of friends. I have friends now that currently own bars, and I have friends that have had to sell their bars.
It's a hard living to make, and your money is cash in hand. And if you hire the wrong person, they'll rob you blind.
Yeah,
I think it's easier to watch people than it used to be, though. I mean, the days of the free pour, the days of the open the cash register, stuff some money inside, ring it up, don't ring it up. I think those days are gone. Computers and inventory control and metered pourers that are on these bottles nowadays, I think it's a lot easier to keep an eye on the D-bags that are working for you. If you're gonna, and it depends on how big your joint is. If you got 25 girls wearing nothing but ass chaps and, you know, tequila bottles in their holsters, it might be a little tougher to regulate these guys. And it is a good time, though, isn't it? Yeah.
And the problem with me owning a bar is, well, I would be spending a lot of time in a bar, and I know how that usually works out. You know, I usually would drink a lot of my own profits, probably. I haven't had a drink in a long time.
You can't drink yourself out of a bar.
You don't think
I
so,
I tried.
Huh?
My parents owned a bar. We grew up in a bar. We owned the neighborhood tavern.
That's right. This is your
and,
business.
And we tried. I mean, my brother and I were like in our early 20s.
And you cut into the profits, but not that much.
You can't really drink yourself out of business. You got to have somebody stealing you blind. My folks just got tired of the hours.
If anybody's got any suggestions, I'll give you the top three here. But what would you do if you weren't getting up to go to your regular gig right now? If you could quit your job and do anything else, maybe I'd get a good idea from you, something that I could do or something that you just love to do.
Where will Joe be Monday morning?
Yeah, you can give us a call, 877-901-0957. The job I would do if I could quit this other job, 877-901-0957. This one, I have no idea how I would make any money, but I think I would be really good at this. Write a novel.
That is hard work.
You think so?
If you're not a writer, it's hard to let the story draw out. Instead of just rushing to the end.
Right.
Because you know how it's going to end and you want to wrap it up. You ever try and write a story?
Not since I was probably in, elementary or junior high. But I think write a novel translates to tell a huge lie. I mean, that's basically what you're doing, right? You're just making something up. You're making something up. Uh-huh. And I think I could do that. I mean, you just take a general premise out there right now. Like Ebola. You know, somebody's got to hastily write a novel about some person that gets the Ebola virus and I mean these ripped from the headlines novels. I think I could whip one of those out.
All right.
But I don't know once again how you go about getting it published or get any money.
Well, to get it published now, all you have to do is get it published. You don't even need a publisher. You can do it online yourself.
Self-publishing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but is there money that way? I mean, I always thought book money was always this fat advance.
No, there's
get
no
on the
money
back
that
end.
Way.
Yeah.
Then you have to ask all your friends to buy it.
That's
and you post
sad.
It, and then they buy it for like $7, and then you make $28.
I'd love to be the next J.A. Jantz, you know, just the person who sits around, and every once in a while, you know, you develop a couple characters, and people like them, and then you just whip out a novel every couple years. And maybe I'd need a name, you know, something that's not my name, something a little more mysterious. I don't know.
Beulah Clark.
But once again, this is all, it all comes down to having to do something. I'd like a job I don't have to do much.
J.B. Moncler.
J.B. Moncler.
I like that.
Suspense writer from Bruce, Mississippi, from the House on the Hill in Bruce, Mississippi.
I like
J.B. Moncler's latest.
You know,
W. Books.
John Grisham, he's from that neck of the woods. There's some great writers that come out of there.
You need a ghostwriter, Matt. You know what? I always wondered that, a good ghostwriter. These guys who write their tell-all books and their life story memoirs, like Keith Richard didn't sit down in front of a typewriter and write stuff down. He just told stories to somebody.
We've got a couple people. Tony and Redmond, if you didn't have to get up and go to work today, what would you like to be?
I would just like to shoot archery all day.
An archer.
I teach archery as it is, as a side job, and compete during the summertime.
And that's the kind of thing, if you could somehow convince people like archery is the next Pilates, you know, it's the next thing that'll make you thin
well,
or something like that.
Well, it was for a while. When Brave came out, a lot of girls were walking around with bows and arrows, right?
Yeah, there's definitely been a big pickup with all the new movies that come out with archery.
Would you be willing to join a band of merry men, kind of live in the woods, robbing the rich, you know? There's not a lot of notoriety. Only the front guy gets the marquee, but...
Yeah, Robin Hood.
Yeah, you probably earn a living.
You got Little John or...
Yeah.
You know, with the way this society is going, I would love to live out in the woods, but not with some merry men.
I envy you that you're handy with a bow and arrow. The way this society's going, that might be a skill we all need before we're done here.
Oh, Hunger Games, man, yeah.
All right, Tony, well, good luck with the archery business, and if you get it going, let us know if we're still around.
Yeah, shoot us a line.
Dr. Phil and Everett, what would you like to be if you were not a doctor?
Well, I'm a fleet mechanic, and the guy before me was Bringing Back Dave, and they named me Dr. Phil, so I think that's a better moniker. But my plans has been for the last 40 years to develop the hydrogen economy. I'm going to start with getting myself a steam engine, like out of a boat, put a generator on it, and start burning carbon fiber material. 75% of our waste is carbon fiber material. I'm going to burn it, and I'm going to separate water into hydrogen and oxygen, and I'm going to pump my electricity back up the line and get us money.
When you turn it into wine, send some my way.
I'll do that, too. I've made my own still, and made, I'm thinking about making alcohol, going that direction.
You know, anybody that, not surprised by that last statement?
Well, and that may be the way you go to get the money to do the hydrogen project, because the alcohol is a pretty big seller, probably.
Yeah. I met you, Joe, over there at the restaurant when the police were over there, the restaurant over there in Newport. You gave me a $20 little chit there for it. My girlfriend's daughter went to Newport.
The police. Oh yeah, over at Applebee's when the police were working as the waiters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you said the police were at the restaurant.
Hey, police, shut up. Made your own liquor. Hey, CNI dog with me. Wouldn't let me drive away.
Yeah, that's a great fundraiser. The Bellevue police participate in every year there at Applebee's.
You're a very nice gentleman, and I want to tell you guys that I'm born and bred Seattle. I was born in Screech Hospital, 1954. Went to Lincoln High School, and I've been listening to you and Bob and all of you guys, and I want to tell you how great you are and how inspiring you are to our whole community, and I love you.
Well,
I love you, and I'm going to miss you.
Hey, you, Phil, brother. Man, thank you so much. That means a lot, and hopefully you're here on the 8th when we sign off. Something will sign on, and if it's not us, hopefully it'll be somebody you like. Speaking of which, this morning we've got a potpourri of radio legends coming in. John Maynard will be here at 6:40 this morning in the studio from Robin and Maynard. Maybe it'll be Maynard next week. You could probably handle that, huh?
Is that what they were doing? Are they fitting people for key cards?
Yeah, you got John Maynard, then you got Dory Monson.
Dory Monson at 7:35.
Oh, my God.
Maybe Dory will do the mornings here and then go do the afternoons over at Cairo.
And don't worry, because I found a kid that's going to replace Bob.
Growing up here, we had an association up here at St. Benedict's. We had a guy, I don't know if you guys remember him, but his name was Joe Sia, Joe Cypress, Joe Tui. And he was the director of the J.P. Patches show. He used to do Nightmare Theater, if you guys remember.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, he wanted me. I had a deaf girlfriend. He wanted me to go on there and do sign language and stuff. But
that's great on the radio.
All right.
I never did it. Anyway, I'll let you guys go.
Yeah, thanks for the kind words, Phil. And good luck with the hydrogen project. And, Pedro says he's found the next Bob Rivers. We're going to hear that later this morning, too. He's got a tape from a – I don't know if it's an audition tape for our show or what, but Pedro was very impressed with the guy's information with what he sent us. I've got two more, but we've still got some calls. Let's get these in real quick. Jill and Spanaway, what would you do if you weren't going to your regular gig this morning?
Good morning, guys. I was a vet tech in the Air Force many years ago, and I would quit my job, and I would try and work at someplace like Northwest Trek or the zoo. I would do anything except serve food to humans.
Except do what?
Serve food to humans.
Serve food to humans. Ah. I also had to inspect food inspection places, and I would not want to work in the food service industry. Thank you very much.
So you don't mind feeding the lions, but you don't want to feed
any... I would feed anything except for humans.
Well, I'm sure the zoo takes volunteers. Now, once again, getting a paying gig is probably a little more competitive, but I bet there's a lot of opportunities to volunteer at shelters and at the zoo.
Oh, exactly. I would throwing that out too. I would probably volunteer at a homeless mission or shelter as well.
You'd have to feed people there, you know.
Maybe I'd volunteer for something other than feed the people.
Okay. I love it.
All right, Jill. Thank you.
We may need some of that kind of work Monday mornings.
I
love
it. She's
money,
like, I will do a lot of stuff, but I'm not giving any of you people some food.
Joe in Darrington, what would you do if you weren't doing your regular gig?
Doing it, actually. I'm going to work right now, and I'm a Harley Davidson technician of 20 years and custom chopper builder.
So you're happy with what you do?
Oh, yeah.
You just wanted to call?
I just wanted to call in and say there's some people that have their dream job.
That's awesome. Well, I do, too, for two more days.
Two more days.
I'm telling you what, I hope you guys, I got a feeling you guys know a little more than you're letting on, and I think Joe's going to stay on the radio, mostly five for sure.
Well, appreciate that, brother. We'll see how it goes, Joe. Appreciate the call and enjoy wrenching on the bikes today. Let's see, two more quick ones. Marcia, what do you want to start there?
We're starting an organic worm farm.
Now, a worm farm, that sounds like that's up my alley. That doesn't take too much work. You get some cornmeal and some dirt and some worms.
And sit there and watch the dirt do.
You go to it, huh?
Yeah, you let first you sell the worms, and then you sell the worm castings. And then you can ship them through the U.S. mail one day only. They use them for lots of different things. And it's an environmentally responsible earth management kind of thing.
What do they use worm castings for? Now I have to know.
And the most amazing fertilizer in the world.
Oh.
And castings are absolutely the dead shells of worms. Is that right? Is that what castings are?
Yeah, worms casting is poop.
Poop, oh.
I would have probably the only worm farm in Bellevue. That's not a bad thought. I don't know.
You can actually make money with one 4x8 bed.
Wow.
Not a fortune, but you can make money with one 4x8 bed.
I don't need a fortune. I just need to get by. You know, I'm serious. Yeah. That's something I'll look into. Thank you, Marcia. I'm always looking for something I can do at home. A neighbor of mine, he's already got the racket, but he sells carnivorous plants that eat meat, and that's what he does.
He's got a Venus flytrap farm?
Yeah, he's got a Venus flytrap farm right there in Newcastle. Ships them all over the country. He's already got that, you know.
What other plants eat meat?
That's the only one, I think.
Yeah.
And he grows them by the thousands.
Does he seem normal? Like if he was walking around in a mall, would
nice
I be
man.
Like,
very soft-spoken guy.
That's the guy right
very
there.
Very soft-spoken. Logger Scott, you got my dream job. What is it?
I think you ought to become a log truck driver because it's really good because, you know, we make fantastic views. And you can be running along the river there, and you can go fishing. Just take time to go fishing and still get paid for it.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, a log truck driver wouldn't be bad, except, there's fact, you have to drive a log truck. I'm not that great of a driver.
Cut down trees.
And you've got to probably take a couple tests that I'm not sure I'd pass. I mean, I can't back a truck too well, and I'm not quite sure what the other...
I don't think parallel parking is part of the test for log truck driver, though. I think you're okay.
The final two things people say they would love if they could quit their real jobs, and they're kind of similar, and I've thought of them both, run a bed and breakfast. I even looked for budandbreakfast.com, but it's already taken because I thought, you know, that would be a great kind of tie into our local economy.
Wake and bake. Just try that one.
No, I'll try that one in the break. And the number one thing that more people try than anything and fail at, and it's the one I've considered very much, start a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I've talked for many years about that, but I don't know if it's going to happen. I'll tell you what is going to happen. John Maynard coming in at 6:40, Dory Monson at 7:35, the band, Heart by Heart, the entire band in person at 8:05, and the guy that I think is my hero of all radio people, Jim Campman, Campy, our first news guy, and the guy really kind of gave me my... some of my first breaks. He's the guy who let me do a Fisher Report on the radio for the first time. Jim Campman, 8:35 in the studio. Day three of the countdown to the end of the Bob Rivers Show starts next.
Listen to the best Bob Rivers shows before it's too late. Then, Friday morning at 10, the new 95.7 takes off. This is 95.7 KJR FM and HD1 Seattle and iHeart Radio Station.
Now the Seattle forecast. Some morning clouds on Wednesday. A few sunbreaks in the afternoon. It will be cooler with highs in the 70s. And looking ahead to the weekend, it warms back up again. Upper 70s and lower 80s with mostly sunny conditions. I'm meteorologist Jim Guy in the King 5 Weather Center.
This report is brought to you by Dollar Tree. Back to school savings start at Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar. Stock up on notebooks, binders, pencils, paper, lunchbox, snacks, locker accessories, and so much more. Heading back to campus? Check out Dollar Tree for dorm room storage, decorations, and health and beauty basics. Dollar Tree, where everything's a dollar.
Attention appliance shoppers. Celebrate summer with Albert Lee Appliance during our Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Sizzling hot store-wide deals on the largest selection of major brand appliances in the Northwest. Sale pricing celebrated at all five locations in Seattle, South Center, Linwood, Bellevue, and Tacoma. Don't miss out on the largest appliance sale of the summer. The Albert Lee Appliance Seafair sale, August 9th and 10th. Log on to albertleeappliance.com for details. Albert Lee Appliance, celebrating 75 years strong.
It's Morgan's Kitchen and Bath's August sale. You'll save up to 40% on top-line products. Growy faucets, cabinetry by Burke, Strasser, and Belmont. Fairmont vanity furniture, lighting, and a huge selection of Total toilets on sale. Now's the time for that home improvement project or repair. Big savings on everything you need, in stock or special order. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath August sale through the 23rd. Morgan's Kitchen and Bath in Fremont and Valley.
Dive into your share of $20,000 in cool cash this month at Quilceda Creek Casino. Every Tuesday, 9 lucky players have a chance to grab their share, including a $5,000 grand prize August 26th. Find all of the exciting details online at QCCCasino.com. More rewards, more winners, more fun. Find it right here at the Q.
IHOP is bringing a world of flavor to scrambled eggs. Introducing World Scrambles.
I can't wait to dig in.
You'll love our Tuscan Scramble with roasted red peppers and shaved Parmesan.
These are not your everyday eggs.
The Californian Scramble with fresh avocado.
I love the avocado.
And the All-American Bacon with white cheddar and crispy hickory smoked bacon.
I'm all about the bacon. I love bacon.
New World Scrambles made fresh to order. Only at IHOP. Scramble in. They won't be here long. IHOP. Everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
In the course of a single year, a bank can do a lot of good. It's 12 months of helping families save for the future, 52 weeks of helping people buy a home, 365 days of helping local businesses grow. So if a bank can do this much in 1 year, imagine what could be done in 150 years. We like to think someone was imagining just that when Union Bank first opened its doors in 1864. Back then, banks believed that the key to long-lasting relationships was to simply do what's right for people. Union Bank never stopped believing that, which just might be why, 150 years later, Union Bank was rated the nation's most reputable bank by customers in the 2013 American Banker Reputation Survey. To learn more, visit unionbank.com/150.
Bank Reputation Survey conducted by American Banker Magazine and Reputation Institute, July 2013, MUFG Union Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Doing right. It's just good business. Union Bank.
With Clipper Vacations, your affordable getaway starts as soon as you step on board. Sit back and relax as the Clipper whisks you to amazing Northwest adventures, like a fun getaway to Victoria, BC.
It's like a little European escape. Only a few hours away.
There's so much to see and do in Victoria, including the amazing new Vikings exhibit at the Royal BC Museum. Clipper has day trips starting at just $99 and overnight getaways with transportation and hotel from just $156. Or experience a fun one-day Clipper Vacations orca whale watching and sea life search to the San Juan Islands with Clipper's expert onboard naturalist. Leave from downtown Seattle in search of whales and other sea life and enjoy a stopover in Friday Harbor.
Seeing the whales is so exciting.
Look. Get special kid discounts, details on your next getaway, and book everything, hotel, transportation, and adventures at clippervacations.com or call 206-448-5000.
Folks, time is running out to triple your choices during Sleep Country's Triple Choice Sale. Three great ways to save, all ending on Sunday, so act fast. It's Sleep Country's Triple Choice Sale. You can save $300 on Sealy Posturepedic and Simmons Beautyrest mattress sets, or get 48 months interest-free financing with no money down on the Tempur-Choice collection. Head-to-toe customization on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. Or take choice number three. Get $300 in free gifts with any of Sleep Country's most popular Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Plus, free same-day delivery, free setup of your new mattress, and Sleep Country's 100-day low-price guarantee. Don't wait to save. Sleep Country's Triple Choice Sale ends Sunday. Sleep Country USA. Why buy a mattress anywhere else? Guaranteed comfort, best selection, lowest price. For complete finance information at a store nearest you, go to sleepcountry.com.
Ow! And while that's one way to kill yellow jackets, we prefer 25 years of experience. Let AAA Pest Control get rid of them safely and effectively. If it bugs you, it bugs us. Visit their mobile site right now at aaapest.com.
The service experts at your Ford dealer know you'll likely be hitting the road this summer. So get the works. It's a synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, and more, designed to keep your Ford running right.
Right now, get the works for $39.95 or less minus a $10 mail-in rebate, making it just $29.95. Only at your Ford dealer. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by prepaid debit card. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details through 8/31/14.
This report is brought to you by Crystal Mountain Resort.
Good morning from the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center. We're dealing with a pretty easy drive right now. Not seeing too much out there other than some heavy traffic. Northbound I-5 from just after 320th up to 516 in the Federal Way area. Getting a little slower. Northbound 405 through the S-curves into the Kennedale Hill. Also seeing a delay. Both floating bridges moving along at the speed limit.
Take a ride on the Mount Rainier Gondola at Crystal Mountain Resort this summer for the best view of Mount Rainier and access to Washington's highest elevation restaurant. It will leave you speechless. Crystal Mountain Resort is open daily this summer until September 21st. Visit crystalmountainresort.com for details.